Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fourth Eliyim Parshas Bamidbar, that is Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. And we're going to talk about the Levim now. Ve'elu told us Aaron u'Moshe, and these are the offspring of Aaron and Moshe, b'yom dibar Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai, on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Rashi tells us, ve'elu told us Aaron u'Moshe, ve'enu maskir el ben Aaron. It's only going to mention the sons of Aaron. It's not going to talk about the sons of Moshe. So why do we say that these are the sons, the offspring of Moshe? Ve'nikru told us Moshe, the reason why it's called the offspring of Moshe, Lefisha lived in Tyre because he taught them Tyre. Melamed Shekol Melamed is Ben Chaver Tyre. This teaches us that anyone that teaches his friend's son Tyre, Mala Alam Akasav Kiilu Yiladai, the Tyre treats it as if he actually gave birth to him. B'yom Dibar Hashem Es Moshe. Why do we say on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe? Why is that relevant over here? Nasu Elu Atoz Shaloi. These became his offspring. Shalimed and Mashalom Piagvur because he taught them what Hashem had taught him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Beis Ve'elish Mois Bnei Aaron. These are the names of the sons of Aaron. Habachar, the firstborn, was Nadav, and then we have Avihu Elazar Summer. Elish Mois Bnei Aaron, Kohanim, Meshuchim. These are the names of the sons of Aaron that were anointed Kohanim, Asher Mila Yadam L'chaim, that they became inaugurated to be Kohanim. V'yamas Nadav Aviyu, but Nadav and Aviyu died l'fnei Hashem in front of Hashem, b'akrivim eish zar l'fnei Hashem, because they brought a foreign fire in front of Hashem, b'midbar Sinai and midbar Sinai. Ubanim loy hayu lahem, they did not have children. V'chahen Elazar v'yisamar, al p'nei Aaron Avihem, and Elazar v'yisamar, they acted as Kohanim in front of Aaron their father. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Dalid, what does that mean? Al p'i Aaron Avihem, b'chay of during his lifetime. So back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, Vaydabar Shalom Moshe Lema, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Hakar Vismata Levi, bring Shevet Levi close, Vamata Oisai, and stand it Lufne Aaron Akain in front of Aaron Akain, Vishersu Oisai, and they shall serve him. Now what type of servitude are they doing for Aaron? Vishamru Es Mishmarte, they shall guard its guarding, Ves Mishmar's Kol Eda, and the guarding of the entire Eda, Lufne Olamayin in front of the Olamayin, Lavidis Avaitsa Mishkan, to do the Avaitsa Mishkan, Vishamru's Kol Klei Olamayin, and they're going to guard all the Kalim of the Olamayin, Ves Mishmar's Bnei Israel, and the guarding of the Bnei Israel, lavidus avoidas hamishkan, to do the avoid of the mishkan. Vnasatis halvim la'aron albanav, you shall give the levim to Aaron and his sons, nisunim nisunim hemoloi, they are given to him, me'es b'nei Israel, from the b'nei Israel. And ves Aaron v'zbanav tifkoid, and you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, v'shamru es kehunasam, and they shall guard their kahuna, v'azar hakar v'yumas, and a non-coin that approaches, he shall die. So what type of servitude is being done over here? Let's take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk vav. V'shersu oisai, they shall serve him. Umahu asheris, and what exactly is this service that's being done? Shamras Mishmarte, they shall safeguard it. Lefisha Shmiras HaMikdash Aleph, since guarding the Mikdash falls upon Aaron, Shlo Yikrav Zar, so non-kain shouldn't come close. Question number, like it says in the Pasuk, Atah Uvenecho Vesavicha Itach, Tesuis Avayin HaMikdash, you shall bear the sin of the Mikdash, Valvim Halalu, and these Levim, Messiah Noisam, they help them, the Kaihanim, Zui Asheros, that is the service. Vishamras Mishmarte, they shall safeguard his Mishmaris, Kol Mino Shaadim Muna Aleph, any position, any appointment to which a person is appointed, Umutal Avla Saisai, and it's a common upon him to do it, Kari Mishmeres, that's called a Mishmeres, a charge or an assignment. B'chala Mikra, B'chala Mishnah, this is throughout Chumash and Mishnayos. Let's jump to the next Rashi, that's Mishmeres B'nai Israel, and the charge of the B'nai Israel, what does that mean? Shekulam Hayuzukukum Sarcha Mikdash, everyone really was supposed to take care of the Mikdash, referring to the Mishkan, El Shalavim Baim Tachtem. It's just Levim, they come in their place, B'shlichusam, they are sent as Shluchim of Klai Israel. Fikach, therefore, Loichem Hema Maestres, that's what Levim take Maestres from Klai Israel, B'scharn as their payment, Shnemar says in the Pasuk, Ki it is a wage for you, it's your payment in exchange for your service. Pasuk Tesen Rashi, Nisunin Hem Aloi, they're given to him, La Ezra, for assistance to be as a help. Me'ez B'nai Israel, from the B'nai Israel, K'may Mitech B'nai Israel, like from among the B'nai Israel. Jump to Pasuk Yudin Rashi, Ves Aaron Mezbanav Tifgoid, Lashon Pikidos, this has to do with appointing, Ve'en Lashon Minyan, this is not a Lashon of counting. Veshamras Kunasam, they shall safeguard their kahuna, Kabbalah's Damim, Uzrika, Vahakdara, this has to do with the Avodah they're going to be doing in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, which is catching the blood of the animal and then throwing it on the Mizbech and burning of parts that need to be burned, and Vavadis HaMisurus LeKehanim and all other Avodahs that are given over to the Kehanim to do. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vaydabar Shalom Meshalem, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Va'ani, and I, Hinei Lokachti Salvim, I have taken the Levim, Mitoch B'nei Israel, from among the B'nei Israel, Tachas Kol Bechor Peter Rechem B'nei Israel, in place of the Peter Rechem, the first issue of every womb, a Bechor from B'nei Israel, V'hayu Li HaLevim, and the Levim shall be mine. Kili Kol Bechor, because every firstborn is really mine. B'yoyim HaKaisi Kol Bechor B'etz Mitzrayim, from the day that I struck every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, Hikdashti Li Kol Bechor B'Yisrael, Yisrael, I have sanctified for myself every firstborn in Klal Yisrael, me'adam ad behema, from person to animal, li yiyu, they shall be mine, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Va'ani, hine lokachti, and I have taken. Va'ani, and I, says Hashem, and mehechad zochize behen, where exactly did I get the Levium from? Mitoich ben Yisrael, from among Klal Yisrael, shiu Yisrael serchem oisam, that Yisrael should hire them, l'sheirus li, from my service. Ayde ha'bacharis zochize behem, I got them through all the Bukharis, through all the firstborns, Ulkachtim Timurasam, and I took the Levim as an exchange for all the Bukharis. Since really the Avaida should have been done by the Bukharis, by the firstborns, Hoshachatu Ba'egel, however, when they sinned by Lechet Egel, Nifslu, they became disqualified. Balvim, Shaloy Avdu Avaida Zar, and the Levim, that they did not do Avaida Zar, they weren't part of the Egel Azov, Nivchu Tachtim, they were chosen instead of the Bukharis. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the next Aliyah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.